I call to order this August 15th, 2022 at 5 p.m. special meeting of the Board of Supervisors. Whew. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Alrighty, Kim, do we have an adoption of the agenda?
I move that we accept the adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Motion's made by Mrs. Booker and seconded by Mrs. Eager. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. And motion passes 3-0 with two absent.
Yep, and that's what I was going to say, just for the record, that Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Fairchild are not present.
They were notified by email and by telephone, and both of them informed the caller that they could not attend.
Okay, but we do have a quorum because we have three of the five. Okay. All right, County Administrator's report.
I don't have a County Administrator's report.
I didn't think you would. Okay. I will now open the first round of public comments. Anyone wishing to speak, please keep your comments to 5 minutes on topic and directed to the board, and also please state your name and your address. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time? Is our person in line? Online?
No. He's not coming off.
Okay. Seeing none and hearing none, I will now close the first round of public comment. We have no public hearings, and we're here today for one action matter which has to be dealt with. And we were notified that it has to be done by tomorrow before the meeting. Alrighty, and so action matters A, waiver to administer an exiting split precinct, Ms. Joyce Pace.
Yeah.
Mr. Dahl, I'm guessing you're going to take over.
I'm going to take over. Let me just hide this here. So really the long and short of it is, so when they went through redistricting and they created the district lines, they created a line in the town of Scottsville that created for two split precincts, the 55th and the 56th. And so with that, the county has a couple remedies. One, you can apply for a waiver to administer an existing split precinct, or you have to have two separate voting precincts for those locations. Well, by the state creating the line, they created a precinct with 20 people in that. If we were to have a precinct, the cost to have a separate voting precinct for 20 people would be,
my guess is $10,000.
It would
roughly about $10,000 when you talk about machines and then people to run it and how many times you got to have it open. So basically what's happened is Richmond wasn't paying attention, assumed the town of Scottsville was all in Albemarle, and said, okay, we'll put the town of Scottsville over here.
Didn't they have that to happen at the last time we voted? They had some people, about six people, that was in Albemarle.
Scottsville, though.
It was.
Yeah.
I think the line was further there were more people involved.
Right.
This time it's actually just west of the town of Scottsville, so they drew the line, and we're trying to find out if the depiction of the line is incorrect or if they actually did draw the line. There are three people in Fluvanna, three households in Fluvanna, who are not in the town of Scottsville, who are included in this district, and we're trying to find out if that's just an erroneous line or if it's correct. Either way, it's only 20 to 25
right.
people total, and it was the state line, so we had no control over it whatsoever. And
so they're just vote at Antioch, but we live in a different valley.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And they're doing the same thing that
doing
we've done
same.
In the past, because we've had to appeal because they had Cray Deeds district.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was it. That was it.
The
that
one.
Was that area.
We had about three or four people.
But it only applies for the house district.
Okay. Yep.
That's what I'm referring to. Cray Deeds, Rob Bell.
It's not applied to the state senate. It's mm-hmm. not applied to Congress. Mm-hmm. It's not applied to any local office.
Okay.
Yep. So, again, the Department of Elections allows for a waiver to administer existing split precincts. We've done this previously. Just with the timing of things, Ms. Pace got this to us, and when she got it to us, the timing for getting it on the board meeting didn't line up the way it needed to. So we got it on the agenda for this coming Wednesday, but we were notified basically this morning, or Fred's office contacted just to get some clarification, because we had talked to Ms. Pace that she had thought that they were going to want it last week, and I said, well, there's no way that we can get anything official done by the board last week. I said, you're submitting it on the agenda now. I said, please find out if there's some ramifications if we don't get this done in time. And so we found out this morning.
I actually talked to that lady at the state electoral board, and my suggestion was we do what we've done in some other cases, and that is have the administrative person, in this case the registrar, approve the application, and have the board ratify it. Mm-hmm. And they slammed the door on that suggestion right quick.
Oh.
And so the effect of it was they're not waiting for us. Mm-hmm. They have a meeting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, mm-hmm. which means that these two ladies here have done spectacular, heroic service mm-hmm. to get it done, mm-hmm. as did my deputy, Donna DeLoria.
Right.
And if that was the only way we could do it, the other thing that would happen, and I talked to the lady at the electoral board about it today, is that we could have said, well, we'll just do it Wednesday. But if we do it Wednesday, it can't get on the agenda for the state electoral board until September the 24th.
In 45 days, it's probably already open.
Well, the biggest thing that she mentioned to me was early voting. Mm-hmm. Early voting will already have commenced.
That's what I'm saying. The 45 days.
And I said, I have no idea whether anybody will do early voting, or if so, how many. It's not going to be many, but yeah. I said, we've had several false steps involving deadlines and things. We're not going to have another one. And the only way to fix it was mm-hmm. this emergency meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, so that's the long and short of it. We appreciate the three board members being here present to have a quorum so we can get this brought before you for your consideration. Like I said, we'd be happy to answer any further questions. We got a couple other documents, but if not, the motion is on the screen for the board.
I move the Board of Supervisors authorize Joyce Pace, General Registrar, and Kelly Harris, Assistant County Administrator, to complete the procedures required by the Virginia Department of Elections for requesting the waiver to administer a split precinct application for the November 2022 election, and further adopt the resolution approving an application for a waiver to administer a split precinct for House districts in the County of Fluvanna as follows. That the Board of Supervisors approve the application to the Virginia Department of Elections for a waiver to allow the administration of a split precinct by the Fluvanna County Electoral Board and Fluvanna County Registrar's Office for the following split precinct. Precinct 401 Cunningham and split district type houses, District 55 and 56, and that this resolution shall be in effect from and after its adoption.
And one thing, what I may just pull up the resolution since we're doing it quickly, just so the board can see the resolution. And again, here it is, a resolution approving the application for a waiver to administer a split precinct for House districts in the County of Fluvanna. And I'll just read it quickly. Be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of the County of Fluvanna, Virginia, that the Board of Supervisors approve the application to the Virginia Department of Elections for a waiver to allow the administration of a split precinct by Fluvanna County Electoral Board and Fluvanna County Registrar's Office for the following split precinct. Again, precinct number and name 401 Cunningham, split district type House 6, Districts 55 and 56, and this resolution shall be in effect from and after its original adoption, and then the standard foregoing resolution language. So just before you vote on it, just so you can see what the resolution is.
So we've got a motion made by Ms. Eager, Ms. Booker.
Second.
We've got a motion seconded by Ms. Booker. Before we vote on this, and I know I don't want to keep us here long. We were told, correct me if I'm wrong, we were told that we were going to be whole in both House and Senate. So once again, we're stuck fixing mistakes made above us, for lack of a better term.
Well,
we're having to deal with issues created.
This is a product of the new statute.
Yes, sir.
I've told you before, it's full of ambiguities and internal inconsistencies and whatever else you think of it. It's not well written. And the problem is that the commission that was supposed to do the redistricting for the General Assembly couldn't come to a resolution. So it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court appointed special masters, and the special masters are the ones that drew the lines. So if you wanted to see the possible adverse consequences of this statute, you are now seeing it.
Well, and the fact that the line is not the same, if I hear you correctly, for the state Senate and the House of Delegates.
That's correct.
All right. I've fumigated enough. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0-2. We have no presentations, no consent agenda, no unfinished business, no new business. I will now open the second round of public comment. Anyone wish to address the board, please state your name and address. Keep your comments 5 minutes on topic and directed to the board. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this time?
Mr. Chair, I don't see
anyone. Okay, I'm looking up there and I see that our guest is not unmuted, but thank you for joining. This is something that we were unfortunately not trying to slip through, but had to deal with. Not of our choosing.
Mr. Chairman, you might want to note for the record that this is the same subject matter that's already on your agenda for Wednesday.
Yes.
The timing
just didn't work. We had to move it to tonight. All right, I will see no one wishing to speak. I will now close second round of public comment. We are not in closed session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Ms. Eager?
Second.
My motion is made by Ms. Booker, seconded by Mrs. Eager. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. We are now adjourned. Motion passes 3-0-2.